League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Today is the primaries. A lot of people going out there to vote. So if you're a Democrat or Republican, you have to go and choose who you would like your nominee to be for the gubernatorial race. There's a lot of different races going out there right now where you choose your candidate. So if you don't know who the nominees are, that's why we're here. We're going to fill you in on what you do need to know. Starting at 9.9, today's best mix. It's Hannah and Raven. On the Democratic side, it's really between Ned Lamont. Then there's Mayor Joe Ganim from Bridgeport.
My man.
Yeah, he's our buddy. He comes on the show a lot. On the Republican gubernatorial contest, it's a five-way brawl. So we have Mayor Mark Boughton from Danbury. We have former Trumbull First Selectman Tim Herbst. Technology entrepreneur Steve Obstinick. Former GE executive Bob Stefanowski. And former hedge fund manager David Stemmerman.
So I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say all these guys should have been born with an easier name.
Right.
Something that worked better on a sign. You know what I mean? You're Craven Raven. Vote for him today.
So what I've done is I've collected audio clips from several of the candidates. And I would like for you to identify the candidates based on things that they enjoy in life.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to guess?
Yeah. So let's start with the Democratic side. Is this Ned Lamont or Mayor Joe Ganim?
Let's see here.
Well, I guess I'd have to say Pepe's or something. Although I once went to Italy and I said, I'm from Connecticut, the home of the pizza. And they practically, shooed me out of the country. Maybe we're the home of the slice or something like that. But I'm eating a lot of pizza on the campaign trail.
Yeah.
All right. What nominee went to Italy, and even though his favorite pizza place is Pepe's, thought that if he went to Italy, that there would be no concern about the fact that he says that Connecticut is the home of the pizza?
I'm going
to
go with Ned Lamont.
That would be correct.
Woo!
Yes, nice job. Yep.
I'm way out in front already.
All right. This nominee, well, here he is talking about how much he loves roller coasters.
Oh, boy.
I love roller coasters. You want to go on one? I like them all. I really like the ones where you get all nervous where they go like in a loop. You ever see those where they go over and you're like, whoa, like that. And they go fast, really fast and come back down around. And the ones that drop off really fast. So when you're dropping, your stomach feels like it kind of left you.
Who is that?
I'm going to go with Joe Ganim.
All right. That is also correct.
That was a gimme.
Yeah. The thing about Joe Ganim, too, and a lot of people don't realize, is that he actually had a press conference in Bridgeport when he was mayor with Donald Trump, where they were going to build the world's biggest roller coaster in Bridgeport. Turns out it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But they definitely had that meeting. So
still working on that casino deal, too.
He's a big fan of roller coasters, clearly.
Right.
All right, let's go to the Republican gubernatorial contest. Okay. Ready? Who?
This one's tough.
Yeah, this is going to be a little bit tough.
Okay.
Who is this?
I'm a huge Giants fan, huge Yankees fan, and a huge Dave Matthews fan. Matthews band time.
Do you trust anybody to run our state that's a Dave Matthews band fan?
Not after that concert.
There's
that took
a
place
lot
in
of Dave Matthews fans in the building.
Not after that one party that took place in Hartford, I'm not. No. I don't have a guess on that
you
one.
Don't know
sorry.
That is?
No. Who is that?
That is 38-year-old candidate Tim Herbst, who was the former first selectman of Trumbull. Youngest first selectman that Trumbull ever had.
Wait a minute. 38 years old? That dude? What have I done with my life?
Right. He's got it figured out. Yeah. All right. Next one. Ready?
Okay. Yeah. What do you got?
The great thing about Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook is that it's just a different way that you can communicate to people. And you can put your own message out.
Now, when this when this nominee puts his own message out on Twitter, he has used hashtags such as Whoomp, there it is.
Yeah.
And he has asked, who's your daddy?
Okay.
Boy.
What candidate would that be?
I'm going to go with the one that's running with Aaron Stewart. I don't remember his name.
Mayor Mark Boughton. That is correct.
Oh, well, look at me go.
Yeah.
And I scored another one. I can't believe it.
Yep. You got it.
I mean, wow. You know what? And I just think that that's because he's channeling her younger spirit.
All right.
Look at me go.
All right. One last one, okay?
All right.
For the Republicans.
I'm doing good so far.
I like to garden. It's nice on a Sunday morning just to get out there with her, and you can see the fruits of your labor, right? Everything else is so intangible in life, but gardening, at the end of the season, you see it.
Listen, I like that he has an activity that will keep him relaxed and balanced, but I have no idea who that person is.
That would be former GE executive Bob Stefanowski.
Sorry, Bob.
So whether you like gardening or Dave Matthews Band or just being on Twitter a lot, make sure you get out there and vote today if you can.
Frolicking in the meadows.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.